In a lot of businesses, and you know, to be honest, family businesses more explicitly, there's often two conversations that happen, right? There's the official board meeting and the management meetings that we have where we talk about stuff that's, you know, officially documented. And then there's the real conversation that we have outside the boardroom, often over a drink with a friend or colleague or someone that we trust. This podcast is all about that second conversation, the true human connection where we can let our hair down and really get to the depth of a problem. And when you're ready to have that conversation, it's my shout. Over the next decade, thousands of businesses are going to change hands as an entire generation of business owners are ready to retire. So what does that look like? There's going to be potentially kids taking the business over. Could be another company. Could be individual investors, private equity firm. There's going to be people all around that conversation, like advisors and so forth, who all want to look at a business and say, what growth potential is there? And what might that look like if we were to take that on? Now, on paper, that transition sounds really neat. But the reality is, as we start to sort of unpack it and go beneath the surface, the situation becomes way murkier. Founders often worry about what they've built and will it be pulled apart or broken down, or will the next generation take it in the direction that they'd hoped their legacy would go? The next generation might look at the business and say, yeah, you know what? I'm happy to take this on, but I'm not going to run it the way the old man did. Things have to change. G'day, I'm Shane Williams. I spend a lot of time in and around people who are having these conversations, owners, operators, investors, those types of folks. And what I'm really interested in is not just the conversation that happens in the room, but what comes after. It's that unpacking what happens next. What I'm looking to achieve with this podcast is not your Instagram six steps to success. It's really to get involved in those conversations and understand from all the different perspectives, buyers, sellers, investors, the next generation, and all the people on the periphery, what is their perspective? What have they seen? What have they learned? And what could we take from that? Because I reckon in these conversations, we're going to find patterns. And as we start to see those patterns, we'll understand what are the questions that we should be asking when we're approaching family business transitions. That's where I think we're really going to get the value. My aim for this podcast is to be different. We're not just going to look at one perspective being the family business owner or the investor's perspective. I want to get a view from everybody sitting around that table or on the periphery of these types of transitions. That could be the owners, the family, investors, private equity firms, lawyers, accountants, anyone who sits at that table who has a perspective or a story to share around a family business transition. What worked? What didn't? What would they do differently? Each episode, I'm going to sit down with someone who's been on a transition journey and walk through what worked, what didn't, and what lessons they took away. I really want to get to the depth of when this happened, how did you address it, and what did you learn? Because it's in that conversation that I think we're going to find the most value. So if you're as interested as I am in being a part of that conversation or just being a fly on the wall, then pull up a pew, grab your favorite drink, and mash the follow button on your podcast app. This is My Shout, Succession, Sale, and Scale, where the board meeting ends and the real conversation starts.